I can't believe those little tugboats can move the big ships. How can something so small make a difference?
Size isn't everything. It's what you do that's really important. I'm Zach, and I'm glad that you've tuned in to Keys for Kids today. I've got a great story, but first, I want to go to the Bible and share one of my favorite scriptures. It was written to a young man named Timothy by the Apostle Paul, and you can find this in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. It says, "Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Our story today is called Little Tugboats. The breeze felt cool against Ivan's cheeks as he and Uncle Martin stood quietly on the pier. They were watching ships enter and leave the great harbor. "Look at those little tugboats moving the big ships through the water, Uncle Martin," said Ivan. "It doesn't seem like boats that small could even move those big ships." Uncle Martin shook his head. "They're interesting, aren't they?" After watching a little while, he said, "Those little tugboats remind me of you." Ivan turned away from the ships to look at his uncle. "Of me?" he asked in surprise. "Why do they remind you of me?" "Well," said Uncle Martin, "there's a Bible verse that says even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right." Uncle Martin smiled. "Those great big ships are helped into the harbor by the little tugboats, and grown-ups can be influenced and helped by the actions of kids." "Kids like me?" asked Ivan. "Kids like you," said Uncle Martin. "Children as well as adults can be an example of Jesus to those who don't know him. They can show others they follow him by the way they live and lead people to him." Uncle Martin gestured to another small tugboat passing in front of them as it pulled a ship into the harbor. "You may think other kids are the only ones who would listen to you, but that's not true," continued Uncle Martin. "You certainly can influence kids, but adults may also take notice." Ivan watched the tugboats in the harbor as he thought about what Uncle Martin had said. "There may be quite a few teachers at my school who don't know Jesus," he said. "And next week is our family reunion. Maybe some people coming to that don't know Jesus either." He smiled. "I'm going to ask God to help me be a good influence so he can use me to point others, both kids and adults, to Jesus." So how about you? Do you think you're too young to lead someone to Christ? Don't underestimate what God can do through you. Today's scripture reading gives one example of a young person who influenced an adult as she served God, and he can use you to influence adults too. Ask him to help you share the love of Jesus with others, no matter how old they are. Our key verse is Proverbs 20:11. It says, "Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right." And our key thought, God can use you. If you want to listen to more Keys for Kids, you can download the brand new Keys for Kids smartphone app. That way you'll hear the devotional for the day, or you can read it along with me if you like to as well. You'll be able to check out other cool things from Keys for Kids, like our internet radio station that we made just for you called Keys for Kids Radio. The app also comes with a free account to the Keys for Kids website at keysforkids.org. There you'll have a lot of fun listening to episodes of Red Rock Mysteries, Down Gilead Lane, and Children's Bible Hour. There's a lot of cool stuff on the app, so look for it today. Just make sure to ask for your parents' permission first. And if they say it's okay, go to your app store and search Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.